Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local woman has spent the past 50 years working in healthcare at the same institution. Let's go in-depth with Pat Hite with Pella Regional Health Center. Pat, when did you start at Pella Regional?
I started in September of 1967.
Wow.
Yeah.
50 years.
Yes.
You've been here.
Yes, I have.
And I'm sure it's like changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yes, a lot.
I mean, a lot.
I mean, you know, this was just, you know, you knew everybody. You could fix the coffee time and, you know, serve, you know, the nurses and, you know, the maintenance people, you know, just everybody. You could, you know, you could serve everybody with just a, you know, a pan of brownies or, you know, a couple pans of brownies. And, you know, now I don't know everybody.
You mean in the hospital?
Yeah, in the hospital, yeah.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big hospital now, but back then you knew everybody.
Yeah.
You could serve them all brownies, coffee.
Yeah, coffee time. Yep. And we had time for coffee time. We'd go downstairs to the, you know, to the dining room of the, you know, and the cafeteria, and, you know, a bunch of, you know, the maintenance guys would come, and the lab, and some nurses, and office people, and...
And you started in the lab, and how many people were in the lab?
One other person.
So two people. How many in the lab now?
I think on a given day, there's probably, you know, covering the whole shift, there's probably, you know, there's total of about 20, 22, I suppose, of us, you know, including the phlebotomists and stuff at the clinic, too.
So. Well, I mean, in terms of the lab tests you run, I mean, it has to have changed amazingly.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we have all the automation, all the machines that we have, that, you know, the technology has changed because we used to mouth pipette, you know, and do everything, you know, manually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the counts that we would do, that was all done manually. Now this is all automated. You just put it on the analyzer and... It reads the barcode, and, you know, you don't have to open up the tube at all. Just put it on, and...
How did you keep up with the training? I mean, it's just to think of all the training sessions you...
Yeah, well, of course, when we get a new analyzer or something, you know, we would, you know, people go for training on that analyzer, and then would bring that back to us, and then we would have continuing education courses and things that we would, you know, have to do also, so, to keep up.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Pat Hite about her 50 years working at the Pella Regional Health Center. And you've semi-retired, is that how we put it? You're still working part-time?
I am still working part-time, yes. Right at the moment, yes. I went to part-time in, 2012, I think it was. And I worked part-time when my kids were little, too. So I worked about 14 years part-time when my kids were at home, so.
You must have met some pretty interesting people
over
the years.
Yes, I've worked with a lot of people. And I used to be able to keep track with how many people I'd work, because we would have students come in, and, you know, I've made some, you know, still have friends of, you know, some students that came that, you know, I helped, you know, with their education and some of the people I worked. And then we've had what we call traveler people in the past years that just come for a short period of time and help us out when we're short-handed. So,
who's the most interesting person you met?
Oh,
is there somebody that pops up?
Well, I once drew blood on a fellow person. Well, he went on to be, I think, in the NFL.
Oh, really?
I think he played football, yeah. He was from Central College.
Vernon Herter?
Yes, it was. Okay. That's exactly what it was.
Oh, cool. What was he like?
Well, that's been a long time ago. He was, just, you know, think of that. It was early on, and it was a nice guy, and, you know, you'd and that's one thing, you know, I miss now about my job. I'm doing mostly tech stuff, whereas before we did it all. We would draw the blood and process it, and now we have what we call phlebotomists who do that, and then we're, you know, they answer the phone, do a lot of the running, a lot of the paperwork stuff, so that we're able to just do the technical part of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't get to see as many people as I used to.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else really interesting?
I can't really think of anybody else. I mean, I have met a lot of people through my work that, you know, I enjoyed visiting with, and I would, you know, see them outside the hospital. In fact, I had a fellow who I used to do a lot of work with, and then when he passed away, I went, you know, and his family was expressed that, you know, how much he appreciated, you know, my expertise as far as drawing blood and that, and so, you know, it always made me feel, gave me a satisfaction.
Was there a particular moment in time where you had a really, I don't know, interesting group of coworkers where you had a lot of fun and did some great things? Anybody that stands out amongst your coworkers?
I had a lot of coworkers. Used to have, I met a really, really good friend here at the hospital. And, you know, we may remain friends over the, all these years. And she and her husband and my husband and I took trips together. And early on, when we weren't busy, you know, we would play cards and the administrator knew that, but we had to be here, but we had everything done. So, you know, that's what we did. We don't have time to play cards now.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pat Height about her 50 years working at the Pella Regional Health Center. What made you want to go into this line of work? I mean, this was 1967, you said.
Yeah,
this was before women had a lot of opportunities.
Yeah. Well, I just always enjoyed being around people, and I just wanted to help people, and I guess that's mainly, you know, why I went into it. You know, and I'm glad I did. It's been a wonderful career for me.
But was there any, like, aha moment when you were a little girl that made you say, I want to go into lab work or medicine?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
So you just sort of by chance?
Yeah, just went, yeah, well, when you go in and you do some of those aptitude tests. My aptitude test always geared for, you know, nursing or, you know, helping people along, you know, medicine and that. I guess I didn't really ever have an aha moment. I mean,
that's just where you went.
That's where I went.
And you were lucky that led you a direction that was a fulfilling career.
Yes, that's right.
You could just wander off. I mean, you don't have to be here, but you choose to.
You mean at Pella Regional?
Well, I mean, just in life in general. I mean, 50 years in your career, you're here because you still love it.
Yeah, that's right. I do. Yeah. And my husband was at Vermeer, and so there was never any need to, think about going, you know, anywhere, you know, when anywhere else. And, yeah, so I just enjoyed being here, and, you know.
And you still do.
And I still do. I still do.
But what is it about it? It seems to me like, you know, it's a technical kind of thing.
Yeah, the technical, yeah, and the interaction with people, and you come, you know, and just, you know, they appreciate you. You know, the people that you work with appreciate you. And since I've gone to part-time, they really appreciate me, it seems like, because sometimes they've been kind of really short, and I've come in and, you know, helped them out, and I'm glad to do that because I know what it's like to, you know, work short, so.
What are the characteristics that are required of a person to be successful in the lab?
They've got to be able to, multitask. Got to be able to multitask. You've got to be, problem solving. You've got to be kind of a task-oriented person.
So you're working with a lot of blood. How does that work?
Okay, so we draw it, and like I say, nowadays we can just, you know, we can put it on an analyzer, and we have barcodes, and, you know, we can and just put it on the analyzer that reads it. It does all of the tests. As far as, like, a big change in is our blood banking now, because years ago we had a donor list. We did not have blood on hand. And when we had somebody who needed blood, we, you know, like units of blood, we would have to go to the call list and call somebody. They would come in. We would draw the blood, you know, draw a whole unit of blood, and then process it and give it to the person. And I can remember one time that somebody severely really needed blood, and one of our doctors said, "I'm the same type. Do me." So I drew him, and you know, we saved a life that day. So because we didn't have to wait for somebody to come in, and you know, he was right there, and he donated. So.
Well, that seems sort of risky if you had, like, you know, a tragic accident or something and be calling in people. Now we don't.
Well, of course, you got to remember, you know, the hospital wasn't as big. And I can remember a time, you know, we just kept calling people, you know, we tried to get enough people, call people in to help us, you know, process and, you know, that. And that's how we would handle it.
But it's real different.
Yes, it is. Very much so. Yes, very much so.
And back then, people just accepted it. Now they'd be
We couldn't do it because of all the testing that has to be done on a unit of blood now, you know, with AIDS and, you know, all those different kind of things, that there's just so much testing that has to be done on it. We couldn't begin to, you know, keep up on that. And we get our blood supply from LifeServe in Des Moines, so.
Well, there were probably things back then you should have tested for but didn't know.
Well, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's become more complex.
Yes.
More efficient.
Yes.
Better serve the
yes.
patient population.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right.
That's how we would expect it to be.
To be, yes. Yeah. To come out to mention I'm in the hospital, and we have a administrative team that is very visual and, you know, proactive as far as, you know, seeing the big picture. And I, you know, I'm not a real a person that sees a big picture, but you know, and that they are doing things better and, you know, more efficient, and they are, you know, are good at seeing that, and that's why our hospital has succeeded where some smaller hospitals have not.
Okay, let's time travel back 1966, 1967. You're considering.
I got married.
Considering a job, considering going into this career that would take you 50 years. Would you do it again?
Yep. Yes, I would. Yes, I definitely would. Yep. I've been happy. We've been happy in Pella, you know, and like I say, my husband and I have been married 50 years, and we've lived all that, except for 9 months, we've lived all that 50 years here in Pella.
Thanks to Pat Height for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.